I can see it is a sunny day everywhere. It also is here in Montreal. I just arrived here about an hour ago. I left Ottawa and braved the weather. So I was traveling in the snow. Had a couple of stops and well, I'm here with you. So happy. So today is April 4th, 2015, and this is the seventh or eighth, seventh talk of this year survey of study. And it has been a long, wonderful, bumpy time. And so I have heard about the difficulty that Samsung has had for the technical stuff, and I am very sorry to hear that. I applaud and thank and congratulate all the courageous ones who have stayed and are still with us. I am sorry for the one who have been, well, for all the difficulties that we have encountered. I have to be very thankful for all the organizers, George and Brother Antonio. It's a big responsibility and it's a lot of stress when we know that everybody out there are expecting A1 service, but things happen that we cannot always control, and I want to take this opportunity to share with you about how I see this whole experience that we are doing together. And how it is that we can study and learn together, whatever, however, in spite of conditions and difficult conditions are the opportunity that are given to us for to practice. And when I am thinking about my brother George and my brother Antonio, who can be very anxious and stressed every time there's an e-talk, but not knowing what will happen, I trust that they use that opportunity for their own personal practice. So that the service to the Sangha can benefit them first. And when we are serving Sangha, we are doing it out of our desire to serve. And if we are doing it well, we are serving ourselves first, because it is all about practice. How is it that we are doing it with our compassion and our love, our desire to offer an opportunity of practice for our friends? That is the watering our seed of compassion, watering our seed of desiring to offer and to serve, to offer the Dharma. And we know that offering the Dharma is one of the highest practice of Dharma that we can do. It is much more than a financial gift or material gift. It is the gift of Dharma. And then that is what it is that we are doing. We are cultivating our Dharma Paramita. So I'm thankful for George and Antonio to do that. I'm also very thankful for my brother Tony, for Sister Terry, and the one that you do not hear about often, because she's always in the back, but she's always there, and has always been with me for all this time. And it's Sister Lily. This series of talk, this offering, would not have been possible without Lily, without Tony and without George and Antonio. So I'm thanking you for that, for all that you do. My wish is that, not only my wish, I know that what has appeared to be work or has been opportunities to learn and to practice and to offer for you, and from the distance, I can see how those practices have been helping and has helped you grow in a way that I am very respectful of. So thank you. So dear Thai, dear Sangha, today is another day of celebration, and I'm so happy every time I have the chance to be connected to, and to be in your presence. I've been traveling a lot. It has been very good, and at times very knowing that you are there and being with you has been very supportive. And I very much treasure and value the occasions that we have to be together. I will be traveling again soon. I'll be visiting Omaha. I'll be in Denver. I'll be in Pittsburgh. And I'll be in New Mexico. And it will be wonderful to be with each of your Sangha. But these e-talks are even better, because it allows us to be together in the larger circle. And right now, being alone in this apartment, I do not feel lonely. I feel supported. I feel full. I feel fulfilled. I feel loved. I feel embraced. And it is thanks to you. And so the e-talks are those opportunities that we have to be together. It's not for the talk, because there's not much that I can say that you do not already know, or that you have not already heard thousands of times. And especially today's theme, conscious breathing. What is there to say about conscious breathing that you do not already know? But it is not about the talk, it is not about the content, it is not about the knowledge. It is about our being together. It is about our supporting one another. It is about embracing. It is about holding. It is about being together. So thank you for being here. And for me, it is a celebration. And there's no other or no better way for me to be on this weekend, on this Easter weekend. I've been reflecting on the theme of conscious breathing. And reflecting on that theme, I can't help but to be again so thankful and so amazed, wowed at our teacher's skillfulness in teaching the art of mindful living to us. And so when we speak about conscious breathing, the one important thing that stand out for me is it is all about conscious breathing. There's nothing else but conscious breathing. And it is all of Thay's teaching. I remember in my early days when I was, when I had met Thay, and then when I have studied his teaching, I was so happy that I wanted to share with everybody, anybody. And so that started some 30 years ago. And I hosted my first small sangha in the basement of our house in Busan. And that's where I have met my sister Lily and other friends. It is also where we have started to build to Maple Village. It is also where I have started to practice and to practice what our teacher has been calling us to do, to build sangha. And so I was advertising in every possible way. We had posters posted on lamp posts and walls everywhere for people to come so that we could share. And I still remember one lady came in, and I was talking about how wonderful it is to be just breathing and smiling. And I remember that I mentioned it was all that our teachers was teaching. And I said that because so many I've heard going to his retreat after the third or fourth time, telling me, is that all there is? Is it all about breathing? And is that all that your teacher can teach? And that lady also said the same thing. Is that all that you're doing? Then I'm not interested. And she left. And well, she was not even there for 10 minutes. And today, talking with you, reflecting on conscious breathing, I have no shame in saying that it is all that it is all of our teacher's teaching. It is all about breathing and smiling. It is very simple and yet so deep and profound. And where he is now, in France, in his hospital room, in his rehabilitation, that's what he's also practicing, breathing and smiling. So breathe and smile is Nikhan's teaching. It has been my learning, and it still is my learning, and will always be my learning. And it is my wish that when time comes, when I will have my last breath, that I will be doing it smiling. In this series of talk, we have been looking at the teachings of the Buddha, starting with the first teaching of the Four Noble Truths. And the Four Noble Truths are always the basis or the base on which we study and learn and practice Buddhism. It is all about suffering. It is all about our own suffering. And we have also learned during this year how is it that suffering come to be? It is from our ignorance. It is about constructs of our mind. And that is why we have learned, or we have tried to understand how our mind is working, so that we can understand how it is making up the conditions and the causes of our suffering. So it is the why. Why is it the suffering? Yes, it is from the function of our mind. And if we can understand the function of our mind, then it will be very easy to understand why or how it is that we have made it all up. So the world is the construction of our mind. Our suffering is the construction of our mind. And in order to be able to see and to observe it, we need to be stopped. We need to be there. We need to be concentrated. We need to be able to see. And how is it that we can do it? It's with our conscious breathing. And it is today's topic. So we practice conscious breathing in order to be able to stop. Once we are stopped, we can be in touch. We can be in touch with the present moment. We can be in touch with what is happening right now, right here. We can be in touch with the wonderful and healing elements that are there. Because when we are not there, or when we are caught in our thoughts, we lose sight. We do not see anymore that there are so many wonderful things that are continuously happening inside and around us. And we nourish ourselves with that joy of being alive, of that joy of being able to be in touch and to be nourished by so many wonderful things that are happening at the same time, right now. And we nourish ourselves and we strengthen ourselves and we give ourselves the love that we always need. We being in touch in order to remember that everything and all that we need is already there. That we do not need to go anywhere, but to just stop and be in touch. And that is the first miracle of mindfulness, to stop, to be present, and to be. When I start talking, I talk too much, and I think that this breathing is not about talking. Breathing is about doing. It's about experimenting. And that is why I would like to invite us to do it together. And I will ask my brother George to help us and lead us in singing a practice song. And the song that we can practice with is In Our Deep Slow. So if you, I will invite all Sangha to also be singing with us together. And so then we'll be singing as a whole Sangha, as a whole body together. So In Out is a very short song, and we can do it 4 or 5 times, brother, if you want to start.
Thank you, brother. I will get my guitar. I will actually mute. All sanghas will be muted, because otherwise we'll get a big echo, I think. But it'd be wonderful if Mindful Heart and Laughing Rivers can do some of the hand motions, so as the sanghas are singing together, we can share that. So I'll get my guitar right here, and we can start. out deep, slow, calm, ease, smile, release. I'm going to slow it down. In, out, deep, slow, calm, ease, smile, release. Present moment, wonderful moment. I'm going to slow it down a little more. I'm watching my brother Dennis, who always helps me slow down. And he's smiling. Thank you, brother. In, out, deep, slow, calm, ease, smile, release, present moment, wonderful moment. Again. In, out, deep, slow, calm, ease, smile, release, present moment, wonderful moment. Let's do it again. In, out, deep, slow, calm, ease, smile, release, present moment, wonderful moment.
In, out, deep, slow, calm, ease, smile, release. The shorter version that Thay has also taught us is in, out, now, wow. Four wonderful words. And Thay has said that he's a master pharmacist. And he has been able to distill all of the Buddha's teaching into that very small pill that we can bring along in our in our cuff, and it will protect us from our hardship. So we have been given the treasure. We have been given that magic formula, and I really believe that whatever the situation we are in, if we remember to take that tool out and to use it, it will save us from our difficulties. I do not have any doubt on its appropriateness and on its effectiveness. I have doubt on myself, on my ability to remember that I have that tool that has been given to me. I have doubt on my skill and my strength to use it, because I know that when conditions are too hard, I will be blown out, blown away, in spite of that practice. So conscious breathing is an anchor. That can help us during big storm. But when the wind is too strong, then the anchor may give away. And that is why our practice is to strengthen ourselves. First of all, we need to practice in order to see, to understand how it can help us. So when we start practicing, and we breathe in and we breathe out, we may not be able to see its effect. And we need to have a little bit of trust in it. And we look at our friends and we look at our sangha, and we are in a community and we practice together. And if we are lucky, we may get to see that, yes, there's some truth in it. That when we are breathing in and breathing out, and we can not just say the word, but we can really do and feel it. To feel the air coming in through our nostrils, into our lungs, into our belly, into our dandian, to see it from its beginning until it ends and become an out-breath, to feel it flowing and just to be with it, be with the in-breath, be with the out-breath, be with that place where there's no in-breath and no out-breath. Feel it penetrating, feel it exiting, and just be with it. And that is the practice that the Burmese monk are doing. And that is the practice that the Buddhists are taught to do. The only thing that they, they can be in a 3-month retreat, and that would be the only instruction that their teacher would give them. Go to your heart and breathe. Yes, but what? Breathe. So conscious breathing is about practice, is about doing, is about being able to taste for ourselves. The deep slow come naturally if we do it. The calm is also come automatically. We cannot force it to come, we cannot force it to ease, we cannot force the release, it just comes with the doing, with the breathing. And when we can taste that for the first time, it is so wow. It is the wow to be able to just stop, to stop and to smile because we have achieved that wonderful miracle. We have realized the miracle of being alive. So breathe, you are alive. Smile, my dear, and all of those wonderful calligraphy that Thai has been so generously doing, and at the legacy that we are so lucky to have. And if you have had the chance to acquire one of those calligraphy, please know that they have been the latest, last edition, because we do not think that Thai will ever be able to do calligraphy again. So hang on to them. They will. Well, I think that the price has gone up a lot on eBay. And I still have those in my home. And every time I look at them, it is a reminder of the legacy that we have received. And for me, there's no better way to, how do I say it, express gratitude to our teacher than to practice and to live his teaching, so that we can keep him alive. And just like the Buddha is still very much alive because we are practicing, and we can keep our teacher alive eternally with our practice. And when I'm speaking about practicing, I repeat myself, it's all about breathing and smiling. This today's topic, and I think that there's no better way to express it than in those four words. In our, and the meaning that we can get out of it, from it, will be our own achievement. In our practice, and the meaning or the effect will change with our practice. Same word, but the effect will change with the practice. Thinking of Thai, I would like to share with you, and we are family, so I can share this, not with much pride. Was in 1986. I was a Thai driver in Montreal. He stayed in our house and I was driving him. So that morning I was there, and I don't know what he saw in me, but I turned on the ignition key and he just put his hand on mine. Before starting the car, I know where I'm going. When the car is fast, I am fast. And you know what I did? I turned to look at him and I said, I know. And I was very young. So when I am talking, or when I'm teaching, or when I'm lecturing, or when I am giving a talk, I do not know who is on the other end. But I suspect that there are some of us who are still, but who are saying, I know, or I already know. Or what's new? So there's nothing new. And as I have said in the beginning, we are not here to learn new things. We are here to be together. We are here to practice together. We are here to support one another in our practice. We are here to remind ourselves of what our practice is about. And we are here to practice together. Singing together. Breathing together. It's wonderful. And we can think, or we think that we know, but there's nothing that we can do that can compare to what it is that we can do together right now, together. Talking about I know, about my I know. There's a song that I've heard lately that reminds me of that. And I do not know if there's the French version, if there's an English version to it or not. But the song is Je sais, I know. And it is sung by an old French actor, Jean Gabin. So if you go on YouTube, you can hear it. And I love the song, so I invite you to listen to it. And what it says is that at the end of my life, I come to realize that I know only one thing. And the one thing that I know is that I know nothing. And I think that the know nothing is wonderful. And it is very much the Zen mind that we need to have in this practice. Of course, we know how to breathe. Of course, we know about breathing. Every one of us can talk for hours about breathing. But until and unless we do it, we cannot do any good. And conscious breathing is all that there is. And it is given to us freely. And we can always do it. So why not do it? I'm asking it for myself. So for today's talk, I guess that it will be that should suffice for today. And I will invite us again to sing another old song that we all know. And it is also about, well, it is one of the classic song in mindful breathing. And I don't know if the Laughing Rivers Sangha will want to lead it, or if we still want our brother George. Yeah, I think not to complicate things, that George will be leading us for that song again. And I did this on purpose to push a little bit on my brother George to give him more, a little more to see if he still can handle it. And he did beautifully, do you think? So. And talking about that, I'm not the Zen teacher that my teacher is, but that's how he has been teaching me. And I still remember the time when I was in a retreat, and I always wanted to be in the front line to see him. And he just smiled at me and said, "Anjung Hui, can you answer to that question? Come up here, 800 people." And all of that is about teaching. And if I did not have that chance, or if I did not have that, again, I don't. Yeah, Thay has been a wonderful teacher for us. And I don't know how ever I can share all that he has given to me. I'm just trying. So, brother, are you ready?
Yes.
And I will invite again all Sangha to be singing with us together. And Mindful Heart and Laughing River, you are still on online. So please join us and to show our friend with the gesture.
Thank you, brother. So this will be breathing in, breathing out, as we're familiar with it. I want to say, brother asked me this morning in a text to lead this, and it is helpful teaching, brother. Thank you. In the midst of some challenges at home, and this reminds me of the pebble meditation, which really helps me as well. So. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. I am blooming as a flower, I am fresh as the dew. I am solid as a mountain. I am firm as the earth. I am free. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out, I am water reflecting what is real, what is true, and I feel there is space deep inside of me. I am free, I am free, I am free. Shall we try it again? I told brother I wanted to dedicate this to our brother Dennis, not Dennis, but Dennis Howard, who recently passed and from whom I learned the chords for the song. Breathing in, breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. I am blooming as a flower. I am fresh as the dew. I am solid as a mountain. I am firm as the earth. I am free. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. I am water reflecting what is real, what is true. And I feel there's space deep inside of me. I am free, I am free, I am free.
Thank you, brother. That is another wonderful song. That has been taught to me by Thay from the 80s. Conscious breathing is our teacher's teaching. It's the Buddha's teaching. The Buddha teaching to his monks thousands of years ago. And the practice and the teaching is still very appropriate and timely. Will never go out of fashion. It's about the Anapanasati Sutra. The awareness of the in-breath and out-breath. And in the Anapanasati, the Buddha has taught 16 ways, 16 exercises, 16 breathing exercises. And it is also taught that when we are practicing the 16 breath, we are also practicing, or we are practicing for establishment of mindfulness, which is one of the 37 and one of the main theme, main object of this year's study. So conscious breathing, the Anapanasati Sutra, the 16 breath. Practicing the 16 breath is practicing the four establishment of mindfulness. And practicing the four establishment of mindfulness is also practicing the seven factors of enlightenment. So when we are practicing breathing in, breathing out, the immediate result that we can taste may be the deep slow, maybe the calm ease, maybe the smile release. But if we practice and we continue the practice, this practice will lead to complete enlightenment. And that is the teaching of today's theme subject. So in your pre-readers, chapter 44, or the verse 44 from the 50 verses, it's just saying that if we practice conscious breathing, we are watering our seed of enlightenment, and enlightenment will come. So do not underestimate the most simple or the simplest teaching, because it contains all the teaching of the Buddha. And the in out now wow is that much wow, and it can be as wow as we can achieve. And I think that we will never see the end of it. And it can be only wow after wow and more wow after even more wow. So nothing else I need to add to. Thank you again for being there, and I look forward to be traveling and to be practicing with you person very soon. I will start in Montreal in 2 weeks, and from Montreal I'll be going to Omaha. So I'll see you all soon. Have a wonderful Easter weekend, and